Well, good morning, friends, and happy Tuesday morning. We try to make it as happy as we can, don't we? Well, my name is CA. I am your Christian podcaster and friend on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Again, thank you so much for tuning into my podcast show today. I got a great show lined up, and I'll be talking about it here in a little bit. I want to remind you that my prayer line, text line, is always open for you. Our number up here at the Morning Brew Christian Podcast studio line, and if we're not doing anything, also our prayer line is 1-800-978-9735. Let me give it to you again. 1-800-978-9735. That is prayer, or if you want to text in your prayer, I will tell you just to be sure to go ahead and put your name and the state you're in, or put unspoken in the state you're in. No problem. And we're here to pray for you. Just know that. Also, I want to give you my email address, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, mornings, ending in an S, and then brew, like the coffee, morningsbrew@gmail.com. You can't miss that at all. Send me anything you need to send me, okay? All right, well, before we get started on a Tuesday, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. We got a little bit of a full show lined up. We're going to continue to pray this COVID-19 off. It looks like a little bit of progress, we're hoping, in some states. Life will get back to normal. It's probably just going to be in a different form and fashion. Well, today I am going to go through my Bible archives. We're going to go back and we're going to talk about the book of Job. But what we're going to add on this is how it's going to teach us about this COVID-19. Now, keep in mind, COVID-19 was not even thought of, right? There were other viruses, as Scripture reminds us in the Bible. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, I got a good Bible devotion I'm going to be reading to you here in a moment called A Solid Foundation. I know you're going to love that as well. Also, your friend, my friend, that's right, the deacon, the deke, is in the studio 6 feet apart with a mask on. He's going to be visiting with us a little bit. He wanted to come by, check on everybody. So we're going to be glad to have him be a part of it. And T-Mac Tuesdays, Toby Mac Tuesdays, I'm going to play three. That's right, three back-to-back mix-up Tuesdays with our friend, your friend, my friend, Toby Mac, T-Mac. Okay? So let's get that Bible devotion going, kick it off. All right, and today's Bible devotion, again, is on a solid foundation. Scripture reminds us in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 2, it says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." Billy Graham, this is how I read a lot of these devotions about Billy Graham, because I just love him. Okay, these are all Billy Graham's when I read these Bible devotions, at least for the rest of this year. He talks about, "My children used to sing a song in Sunday school class. The wise man built his house upon my rock." Let me stop there for a minute. I remember when I was in children's church and a children's church director, we did used to sing that song, "The wise man built his house upon the rock." You see, a wise man does not build his house upon the rock. The Lord Jesus Christ and his word, for nothing built or of any substance will stand the test of time. In big cities, we all see wrecking balls destroying old structures to make new ways for new ones. Some of these old structures in America are less than 100 years old. In fact, in Europe, buildings several centuries old are common. But even these buildings will eventually be destroyed by natural disaster, if not by man. Only what is built on solid foundation of Christ will last. Jesus said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." Find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24. Are you listening to God's word and putting it into practice every day? Hope for you today. Have you ever lost something valuable or to theft or natural disaster? It's sometimes hard to come back from that kind of loss. But a life built on Christ can never be shaken. You see, joy, peace, and salvation are eventually secured. So just remember that. Amen? Amen. All right, stand by one moment. We're going to get him. The Deke, Deacon Paul Brown, Castleberry Baptist. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, my friend, your friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Deacon, take it away, sir.
Well, hello there, friends. How you all doing? This is Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Yeah, I am doing just fine. I am feeling good. God is good. God is in control. It's going to be okay. I'm not worried at all.
I don't blame you. You better get some of that pumpkin spice. I guess you already got some while the music was playing while you were getting settled in. Because I'm actually getting low on pumpkin spice. And you know what? There isn't very many pumpkin spicers left, I should say. But you know what? It's okay. You can still get them at the Walmarts. Now, they have changed Walmarts. Have you and Miss Mildred been at Walmart lately since they've changed it around?
No, I have not, but I heard that they, per square footage now, that they only let X amount of people in, and there's only one way to get to y'all's.
Yes, I know. I haven't been there yet, but it's going to be interesting.
I know. And you know what, C.A., let me give you an example. What if you had to go to aisle one, and you got butter, and you went all the way down, and you read aisle number 17, for instance, and you realize, oh my goodness, I got to go back to aisle one.
That's a good question. I don't know. You'll probably have to, when that happens, you'll have to come back and give me a report on that. Normally, what I would tell everybody is make a list and hope you don't forget. Or sometimes we get caught up in this busy world and we do forget to make a list. But, you know, what do?
I know, and it's very sad, and I just want to say you this right now. I know one day, soon and very soon, America is in the country is going to get back to normal. They said these next 2 weeks were going to be hard. I believe it, and I pray for each and every one of them that are grieving with the losses of their loved ones.
Me too, Deacon. I've never seen, I'm like you, I've never seen anything like it in my life. I watch the news. It gets depressing. Sometimes you just have to turn it off and read your scripture, read your Bible, listen to podcasts, whatever it may be, listen to music. You need something upbeat, and that's what we try to do is we try to give you as much as we can, upbeat and maybe a little comedy in between. And but I'm glad that you came up here to see me for a little bit, even if it was short time, because a lot of people have asked me how everybody's doing. I haven't had any of the other guys up here because some of them are older, and some of them, you know, they just don't want to take the chance with COVID-19. So we're glad that we have you. I'm glad you, you know, got your mask on, and I'm glad you're doing good and sitting across here and watching you sip your coffee while you can. So that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I thought I was going to see Security Sam, but I didn't see him down there. I seen his Charlie down there.
Yeah, Charlie. Excuse me. I battle allergies like everybody else does. Charlie's down there. Sam has the day off. He well deserves it. He's been up here quite a bit. But, and I'm sure that you've been having to get takeout because, you know, you can't go eat at the Turnip Cafe right now.
Oh, no, their business is down at the Turnip Cafe. And let me just tell you this, SEA, you have to order your food and then pick it up. And then they got these lines where you have to be, you know, 6 feet apart for social distancing.
Oh, I know. I know. I've seen it out and about. I talked to a gentleman not too far from our podcast studio by a mall that owns an Italian restaurant. Their business is down horribly. And, in fact, they're not too far from a sushi place. And he was telling me that he don't know if they're ever going to get caught back up. I said, well, you put all your faith, all your hope, all your trust in the Lord. Said, if it wasn't for the deliveries, they don't even know how they would survive. And you look to the right over there and you see, or even straight ahead, I guess, where their building is at, Deacon, and you see just a vacant parking lot where once a mall that used to really be, it was going to be the, if you're from Dallas and Fort Worth, where podcast studios in Fort Worth, Texas, of course, used to, was going to be at one point the Galleria Mall in Dallas, high tech, but it never made it that way because our culture changed. You know, a lot of people order online. How many times do people go out to the mall maybe to walk and stuff, or they call them mall walkers or mall lookers? They don't have nothing else better to do, and I'm not making fun of anybody. They may not have any money, but they're just getting out, getting fresh air. They're walking around, and they're just walking around looking at people. They call them people lookers, and, well, that's okay. I ain't going to judge anybody on that. I know some that do that, but you see my point. That poor mall's falling apart. People are furloughed at Macy's and Dillard's and all these little shops. My heart really pours for these people, and they're struggling. And unemployment's up right now, sadly. So we got to come in an intercessory prayer at closing on that. And we definitely want to pray for our nurses, our doctors, our frontline, our police officers that are catching this. This is very contagious, even when you wear a mask. I mean, you don't know. Only God knows when your time is up. We just got to stay healthy, keep washing our hands. If you can find sanitizer, God bless you. I cannot find sanitizer. I can't find Lysol spray. But I'm hoping that this situation with the grocery stores and how they're doing it maybe will stand a chance, hopefully. If some of y'all are lucky and you do get it, send me a text on my ministry line, 1-800-978-9735. If you've been out at these grocery stores that have square footage, which they all should, are you able to find anything disinfectant-wise? I got disinfectant wipes, but that's pretty much about as far as it goes, and stuff to clean the toilets and stuff. And then I know we're a Christian show. I don't mean to get too technical.
Oh, see, yeah, I know, and I'm out of Lysol myself. So if you hear anything, let me know.
Absolutely. Excuse me again. They were out here cutting the grass, and over by the podcast studio, all that stuff just tries to seep in, you know, from time to time, the blowers and all that. Well, Deacon, I know you got stuff to do. We're going to play a T-Mac triple pack mix before I get on my Bible lesson today. Is there anything you want to tell any of my friends?
Yes, to please be safe, wash your hands. Try to stay home if you can, best you can. If you're going to the grocery store, send one person from your family out with the grocery list. That's what I would do. And a deacon to catch you next time.
All right, Deacon. Okay, well, why don't you go ahead and kick me off on Toby Mac Tuesday?
Absolutely, one of the popular ones. I just need you, Toby Mac Tuesdays, on the Montebu Christian Podcast Show on Toby Mac Tuesday. T-Mac, this is the Deacon. Bye for now.
You're my only hope. When I'm down,
Amen. Toby Mac, edge of my seat. You know, it's my first time I've ever heard that one, friends. And bear with me if I clear my throat a couple of times. The allergy count is really bad. No, I don't have the virus, to the best of my knowledge. I've been trying to stay as healthy as I can. Washing my hands, sanitizing my hands, and praying every single day. Oh, for this virus to be gone. And you know what? When I heard that song T-Mac had come out with, Edge of My Seat, yes, I feel like I'm at the edge of my seat as well as y'all do with the virus that's going on. Well, today, taking it back to my Bible archives, but we're going to take it to the book of Job and what teaches us about similar case to this COVID-19. Now, keep in mind, when I'm going to be talking about this on my Bible study, Bible lesson in my archives, we're not going to actually say it was back then, but if you took the plagues that were back then, it would make a lot of sense. So hopefully this will make sense to you. Friends, today's numbers are showing us that the United States is a leading number, as we all know, cases of COVID-19 in the world. Many states like Washington, Louisiana, California, they were functioning, well, they still are, under a stay-at-home or shelter-in-place order. And some of the other states are as too. And, of course, New York leading off with a heavy case as well. Which leads me to ask this question. How did this happen and where is God? And a lot of us have asked me that. In the face of suffering, many refute the claims of God. Others blame him for their pain, while few bless and worship him in the life, in this life. But think about this. In the book, in the life of Job, we see a man who faced great suffering. Remember? If you don't, I'm going to help you remember. Who lost everything. So you're asking, CA, well, what does the book of Job teach us about COVID-19? Well, I'm fixing to get into that, and I'm going to get into it right now. First thing is what did we know about the book of Job? Well, the book of Job is ultimately about the value of God in the midst of pain and suffering. In fact, friends, the first two chapters present a series of descriptions and dialogue about a man named Job through the lens of God and Satan. Now, their dialogue and their suffering that follows give light on how humanity experiences suffering, how we should respond to suffering, and how God is sovereign over all suffering. So who is Job, and did he write the Bible? Well, set it as far away from Israel, okay? In Job chapter 1 and verse 1 comes to a story of a man named Job. Job was not a Israelite, yet somehow came to know God of Israel. Find that in the book of Job chapter 1 and verse 21. He found a righteous man before God. Now, although God grants Satan permission to attack Job, stripping him, as we well remember, of his family, his possessions, and his health, the events seem to set a time in time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the unknown author is believed to be a Hebrew who speaks great wisdom due to his quotes from Proverbs, if we well remember that. So what Jerian is in the book of Job? Well, the book of Job is considered to be one of the three books of wisdom literature found in the Bible. It is broken into three parts. The prologue, which provides context in the heavenly rim of Job's character, friend, in the circumstances of his suffering. Read Job chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 and verse 13. The dialogue, which consists of the dense Hebrew poetry and includes the conversations between Job and his four friends, and his suffering standing with God in the book of Job, chapter 3, if you read scriptures 1 through 42, and of course, verse 6, the book concludes with the Echonob, which provides the rebuke of Job's friends and the restoration and the answer to Job in chapter 42, verses 7 through 17. So you're probably asking, well, CA, what is the main theme of the book of Job? Well, the main theme is the book of Job seeks to speak into humanity's suffering. It is a relation to a sovereign God. The book clues to questions such as, is God just and does he run to the world according to justice? Is God better than the loss of our possessions or health? Is God better than life itself? Well, ultimately, the main theme and purpose of the book is to reveal that the value of God is supreme over all things. If these are some scriptures, make note of to read at your timing. Psalms chapter 66, verse 3, God is just. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, but our purpose of the book reveals that limited view of the world that makes God's justice incomprehensible. Rather, the book probes readers to consider that God is more satisfying than anything on the earth. We see that God is not to be cursed, but rather to be feared, worshipped, and reverenced in the midst of sufferings. Throughout the book, an example, Job, read it, chapter 1, 20 and 22, throughout the book of Job, and the scripture as a whole, the book provides context for, and you can find this also in the book of James, chapter 5, verses 10 through 11, which says, brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who preserve. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. So again, people ask, what does Job's story teach us about God's, about God and suffering? Well, as James states, the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Despite our anguish, God set in motion the conflict and suffering of his servant Job. Scripture reminds us, go to Job chapter 1, verses 6 and 8. You see, God grants Satan permission to cause turmoil in Job's life. But we see that Satan is weak without power and the approval of God. And yet, even though through this, there is still a great understanding that God, friends, is merciful and compassionate toward his people. He is. In the face of great suffering, especially what we're going through right now, whether that would be like Job or the death or the grief and the sickness and the financial loss like we're experiencing throughout this COVID-19, this pandemic, we must first consider the character of God. You see, friends, in the book of Job, chapter 38, verses 1 through 42, we see God answered Job through two speeches. First, God reveals to Job how limited his understanding of the world is. In fact, friends, he reveals to Job that God is the character of all things. Remember Genesis chapter 1 and 1, and he alone holds the whole world together. Second, God specifically asked Job whether or not his power over creatures as God is. You see, God reveals himself, as we will remember, to Job as an almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, and yet compassionate and mercy to all the creatures like ourselves. Where do you find that, CA? Jot on this on your nose. Amos chapter 3, verse 6. You see, we see that God is not simply a participant in the world, but he also, friends, keep in mind, he rules over it. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 7, he alone governs sickness, Satan's life and death. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 38, in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, we can trust the fact that God is sovereign over all the fear and the suffering we feel. We can look to God in the midst of our pain and respond as Job does. In fact, Job chapter 1, scripture reminds us, verse 20 says, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Next question comes to mind is, what does Job's story teach us about mankind and suffering? Well, friends, keep in mind that suffering should invoke a specific response from us. That is the worship of God. You see, Job experienced such loss. Remember his possessions he lost? How about all 10 of his children and the health of his own body? And yet, rather none of these had warrant, as we will remember, the cursing of God. Rather, they warrant the worship and the relevance of God. In his response to his wife, Job claims that she speaks as a foolish woman for telling him to curse God. He rightfully asked her, "Shall we receive good from God and shall we not receive evil?" Find that scripture in the book of Job, chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. You see, friends, in the midst of the COVID-19, we must be willing to question our own response to God, even in the uncertainty through this pandemic that it's bringing. You see, God is worthy of being blessed. Our proper response to suffering is not to sin with our lips and to curse God, but rather fall down to our knees in prayer and worship, just as David proclaimed through the Psalms. May we consider that suffering was not related to sin. In fact, friends, God made righteousness of Job clear 3 times within the first chapter. You see, the spreading of COVID-19 pandemic may or may not be related to our own personal sin as well, but the Bible clearly speaks of God as our Father who is loving, disciplines us in our sin. And I go to the book of Wisdom, a good example, and get a chance to read chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. The knowledge of this point is to repent and faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, but should not lead us to blame all suffering as sin. In fact, friends, we should know that Job was not receiving a punishment for his suffering happened despite his good standing with God. You see, God was allowing great pain and suffering to reveal who the greatest value of all life is. And I encourage you, read again Job, revisit it. Job chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and read verse 13. So you ask, what comfort can we draw during the COVID-19 pandemic from God's interaction with Job? Well, we find, here's the answer for you. We can find comfort in the midst of the pandemic. And you're like, well, how, CA, with all the chaos? Well, it's hard. But the same way, think about this, that Job found comfort with his hope. You got to have hope. Allegiance, joy, identify, and ultimate satisfaction was not found in his possession, but his family or his health, but they were found in the everlasting, blessed name of the Lord. You see, Job treasured God more than his family and lived out the words of Jesus. In Matthew, read that, Matthew chapter 10, verses 37, scripture reminds us, anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So you got to remember this. And let me pause on my notes. God should always be first place in your life. God should be number one in your life. Without God, without Him in your life, I can't stress enough, you ain't got nothing. I don't care if you've got money, then that's great, but you can't take it to the gravesite when you die. You know, you're God's child. Sinners, you're God's child. Now's the time to repent. Now's the time to learn about Him. You see, Job amplified what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Let me read that to you. Scripture reminds us, but whosoever were gains to me, I know considered loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. Christian friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, we must remember throughout this COVID-19 that our hope is not found in our people, our health, or our things, but in the Lord. We should expect suffering as a Christian, but can trust Scripture and keep this in mind. Log it in your notes. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, where Peter states, after you have suffered a little while, God will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To Him be the power forever and ever. You see, God is here, reigning sovereignly over things. Whether we are restored in this life from our suffering or the next. The book of Revelation, chapter 12, scripture reminds us, make note 10 and 11, we do not know His reasons, but we know His plans cannot be therefore. So Job chapter 42 and verse 2, if you are a believer, you can put our faith in God who reigns sovereignly over all things. We can have peace and contentment amidst sufferings with the knowledge. Now, Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, I compare it, which is really good. All things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Now, another point I want to make is, so where do you place your security in? Well, friend, if you have not yet believed in the Almighty, just as compassionate and as merciful of a God as we have, let me urge you to see and savor the glory of God today. Consider life, death, and resurrection of Jesus found in the book of Mark. Think of the fact that this loving Father, the God of Job, sent his son, Jesus, to die on an extraordinary death for your sin. You see, Jesus took the penalty of my sins, your sins, everybody's sins on the cross so that we could find everlasting life in him. Jesus' resurrection provides us an ultimate hope in our life and our death, peace that surpasses all understanding, the removal of sin, the condemnation, the unspeakable joy. But God, in his own infinite wisdom, suffered and gave his own life. And we should always remember that his possessions, his rights, and freedoms in heaven so that you and I could see and savor the absolute glory, the value, the treasure, and the wonder that God is. So in the midst, I want you to keep this in mind, in the midst of COVID-19 pandemic, consider where your allegiance is and identify lie. It is in the hands of God, who plans cannot be there for. Or, let me ask you this, or is it your own limited understanding of the world that we live in? I urge you today to trust in the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, and the God who suffered and provided us with life and peace. Amen. Amen. I hope that helped you on my Bible notes. I kind of took it in Job, used it as an example to teach us kind of similar of what we're going through on COVID-19. Now we're going to lead off in prayer. I love you guys. Thank you for being a very big supporter on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. If you have any questions on Job or prayer requests or how you want, you know, how I can help maybe lead you to the Lord, just like with John Wayne and those other stories I have shared, feel free. Text me. 1-800-978-9735, 1-800-978-9735. I encourage you all, please be safe and know that God's got you. And in your lowest point, if you can't reach pastor friend or church friend or Christian brother and sister in Christ, I want you to text me and let me help. I want to give my resources to help anybody I can. Okay, so let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all you do. Father God, I just pray that you just be with us, that you guide, watch over, protect us. Father, we love you so much. And Father, the ones that have lost life right now, lost loved ones, I just pray that you just be with them, God, that you just heal them. The ones that are grieving right now, that you just lay your hands upon them. Lord, we don't have all the answers, but we know that you do. And we love you so much with all of our heart. Oh God, we love you so much. You mean so much to us. The ones that are infected with the virus, may you just wrap your arms around them and be with them, dear God. The ones that are going through any kind of other ailments or sickness and they're worried, may you take away the worry. Oh God, we just put all this in your hands. COVID-19 be gone in the name of Jesus. COVID-19 be gone. We know that you will evaporate this virus. And God, we thank you for our first responders, our nurses and our doctors. Please lay your hands upon them and help them. Oh God, we know for breakthrough is going to happen. And life will get back to normal soon. Help the ones with unemployment, the ones that are struggling. Help them financially, the kids. Oh, goodness, the stress that they're going through, the parents and the domestic disputes. I just pray, God, please. Satan's trying to get something out of it, but we know that you'll put a stop to it immediately. For we ask this in your precious name. Amen. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up on a Tuesday. Friends, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. This is CA, again, your Christian podcaster and friend on iHeartRadio. I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side. I also want you to enjoy life. LIFE, exclamation point, dot. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great and wonderful day. Be safe. Bye for now.